what you know you can't explain. But you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind driving you mad. Experience the awakening. Brilliant anonymous researchers. Patriots, join us in the Patriot Army. Trust the plan, pain coming. Boom, boom, boom. Let's go. RedStateTalkRadio.com, Brighteon.tv, Rumble.com/MG Show. The end won't be for everyone. That choice to know will be yours. Where we go one, we go all. Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Oh, man, I am so tired. Tired from winning. Welcome to the MG Show right here on Monday, October. The hunt for Red October on the MG Show on
October 3rd, Shady Groove. Shady Groove, get on in here. This is my partner in justice, Shady Groove. Get on in here. You tired of winning, Shady?
I am absolutely not tired of winning. We might be a little bit tired from winning. Thank you so much, Patriots, for joining us here on this wonderful Monday, midday on the East Coast, early morning on the West Coast. 5x5 out there if you're winning. We love you, Patriots, and thank you for joining us here at the MG Show.
Yeah, man, thank you very much. And it looks like we got a bunch of $2 Rumble rants already. Thank you, Sandy Star White, Just Revere. Sandy Star again. Thank you. That one just disappeared. I think Just Revere again. You guys are awesome. You know, wood shavings make a wood pile. We're not funded by Lucifizer, Shady, are we? I mean, did we get our Lucifizer check yet today?
No. I just checked right before we went on the air, and we did not.
All right, so we can still bash Anthony Fauci. We can still bash anybody we want. We can say 2,000 mules. And by the way, guys, tomorrow, you're not going to want to miss tomorrow's show. We got Brian Cates, the incredible Brian Cates. What an amazing writer. Hung out with him, Shady Groove, at the Pit. Hung out with him again during a documentary filming for Greg Phillips and True the Vote. Going to be an amazing show tomorrow. Brian Cates tomorrow on the MG Show. Do not miss it.
Very excited to have Brian come over and join us here and to, just really highlighting another great anon out there, another patriot that has come to this conversation and brought an amazing amount of information and putting the information together in a way that you can read it and understand it. It really takes the right type of brain to do that. And Brian does it really, really good.
Yep. And tonight in Telegram, you're not going to want to miss Telegram, t.me/MG Show. Join the voice over there at 7 p.m. Eastern. We've got Alchemist Zach, local action equals national impact, talking about Grassroots Live. That's the name of the show on Telegram, t.me/MG Show. Tonight, Alchemist Zach with Grassroots Live. You're not going to want to miss it. I think that's pretty amazing, Shady Groove. We got people standing up, stepping up, and standing up for their country, Shady Groove. This is a grassroots movement.
It really is, and that's exactly what we want to encourage. That is how we win this country back. That's how we get back in the position of control. And hats off to Zach. I'm really hoping that goes well tonight.
Yeah, me too. I might listen in. I might have to listen into that because I love you, Zach. Before Yeti holds up his little red sign, I'm going to wait for him to hold it up.
Okay. All right. Let's just wait.
There he is. He says, oh, he's
there. It is.
So with that, let's roll that beautiful bean footage, producer Yeti. Thank you. Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Go to mypillow.com, mypillow.com/mgshow, or use the code mgshow anywhere on mypillow.com. Call 800-873-0478 for a great customer service rep, and they know that you're with the MG Show if you use that. And Shady, this is a little bit of this right here. This is the promo right here. Let's see if we can see it. This is Grassroots Live. We're going to need a voiceover so we can play it, you know, in our commercials and stuff. Grassroots Live, guys, tonight, 7 p.m. Get involved. Local action, national impact. 7 p.m. Eastern right here at t.me/mgshow. And, you know, we're going to need to get you guys to do a commercial for us. But remember, we're also on Red State Talk Radio. Welcome, Red State Talk Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Brighteon.tv. God bless you all. And right here on rumble.com/mgshow for our faces for radio, Shady Groove.
To all of you patriots around the world that join this show every day, we want to just really a warm, heartfelt thank you. Thank you to each one of you for lending your voice and your time to a worthy cause. And this is a worthy cause, saving this country, saving America, saving the fight for freedom. I think a lot of people don't realize that the fight for freedom began a little over 240 years ago, and we're still working on it today. And it takes effort, and it takes time, and it takes people to be plugged in to what's going on. So I want to thank all you. My hat's off to all of you out there who have decided that America is important, who have decided freedom is important enough to take the time out of your life to devote to it. So thank you all very, very much around the world, patriots.
Amen. Amen. Lioness, $17 Rumble rant. Thank you so much. Happy Monday. And then Rambler, remember to support our guys. Rambler, we love you. I want to start the show off real quick, Shady Groove, with, you know, this is breaking news. Pinata Farms shadow bans the MAGA movement. The whole MAGA board has been decimated. There's no more leaderboard. They said there's going to be no more rankings, but they're ranking their left people that can't meme with blue check marks and not the MAGA movement. I believe that they are censoring the MAGA movement, Shady Groove, because of the midterm elections. As you know, Pinata Farms is based out of L.A., so go figure. There's a big shadow ban happening So if you guys don't think that you were having an effect on Pinata Farms, obviously they thought you were, because we were getting like Shady Groove. We're at like 840 some odd thousand views with the In the Matrix on Pinata Farms. And now we're just barely clicking away 1,000 a day, maybe even if that. They have shadow banned the MAGA movement on Pinata Farms, a left can't meme app. I mean, they cannot meme. And we had, you know, a lot of great memers out there. Yes, there was the trolls there and all that stuff. But, you know, I believe they did it, Shady, to, you know, because we were impacting Pinata Farms and possibly the elections, Shady Groove, the midterms. So they took them down. They took us down.
Wow. You know, par for the course with the left-leaning media type personalities on planet Earth right now.
That's right. So if you guys are on Pinata Farms, or even if you're not, I want you guys to click this video and at least give it a view, because it's basically saying, you know, I basically said, you know, how do you like the new ranking system? And I said, I'm not a fan of it, not a fan at all. But, you know, these guys at Pinata Farms obviously are leftist, lib-leaning communists, Shady.
Well, they were creating a pretty good environment over there for the you know what, folks. So interesting enough, plays out.
Yeah, they were. But that's why we're on Truth Social. We still got Truth Social, and we got our amazing memers anyways over there on Truth Social. But please click that link, give it a view, please, for me, because that does help get the message to Pinata Farms, and it's basically calling them out, Shady Groove. So just wanted to mention that. Breaking news, Pinata Farms basically shadow bans the whole MAGA movement.
Wow.
Yep. You know, what are you going to do?
Would expect no less.
Yeah. Let me just see. We've got some good news, guys. We're going to be having, hopefully, some shirts here soon. We've got some test shirts done by Pepe, Pepe D. They look really good, guys. So stay tuned. We might even have some hats, Shady.
That's exciting. We're getting on the move here. I'm hoping that we've got a whole bunch of stuff for you guys soon, where you can pick and choose what you like more specifically.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's check it out. This is the process. This is for the ladies. This is a surprise for the ladies. There's the MG Show shirt. It's going through the. Oh, look at that, Shady.
Pink.
Looks like we got a pink one for you, Shades.
Oh, now it will fit on my green screen.
Now you can look good on your green screen, Shady Groove. That's good. That's a beautiful shirt. Look at that process. Pretty cool. It looks like they lay white down and then the color. That is for the ladies. We will have that up here soon. We're just going through the final, you know, preparations to get this integrated. This is the one for the guys, right? Or, you know, I think we'll even have this available for the women, too. You can pick your color. But this is the green. We wanted to test to make sure our green worked, Shady, as you know.
And it did.
Oh,
there it is. Look at that. Isn't that neat how that machine works? Look at that, how it lays down a couple of different coats.
Look what you got in.
M-G.
That's it.
M.
M-G.
We'll find out.
M.
Show you.
Just putting down like one layer. And
Russia.
We do a little trolling. Look at that. So they did match our color. I'm very happy that.
It looks great. Good.
Yeah. And, you know, looks like we might have some other options too, like some hats. They're looking at other different kind of hats. So, yeah. And they do embroidery. So we're going to try to see if we. Oh, did you see this, Shady? They just got an etching machine too. This was pretty neat. This is a log. Check this out. Etching the MG Show on a log. Pretty neat. So thank you to Pepe D and the team. These are a bunch of patriots. We can't be canceled like we were on Teespring. So we're really looking forward to working with them, Shady Groove.
Yeah, we absolutely are looking forward to working with great, great patriots, patriots that understand what's going on and patriots that know that the quality of the stuff that you guys get is important. And so we really appreciate them working with us and getting this stuff set up for all of you, hopefully in a very functional working reality so that it's not cumbersome and you guys can have some choices about what you like for your merchandise out there.
Okay, maybe it's a printer. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's cool. By the way, Shady, did you see that great grab by President Donald J. Trump? He grabbed that Sharpie. He took a step forward, grabbed it, signed the hat, threw it back like it was nothing. Let's compare the two, Shady. Let's compare the resident and the president. I mean, Biden couldn't even keep his glasses on, Shady Grove, couldn't get his jacket on. And your President Donald J. Trump is doing a great grab. Boom, little step, grab Sharpie, signs the hat, catches the hat, grabs a Sharpie, signs the hat, throws it back, all nothing but a thang.
Man, I saw it like as I was watching the end. I didn't actually get to watch it in real time, and so I was watching it later on the other night. And at the end, I'm like, what just happened there? I back it up. I'm like, oh, my God. They literally threw him a Sharpie, and he caught it. Like, Biden couldn't wouldn't even know you were throwing something at him.
Yeah, and there's some, good, talk about, you know, the 25th Amendment wasn't for Donald J. Trump. It's probably for Biden. You know, who knows what's going to happen. I don't know if you saw the rally this weekend, folks, but there is so much to talk about. During the rally, I just want to bring up this Fetterman guy real quick. This guy is a Neanderthal. He's an idiot. He got decimated in his debate. I just want to show a bit of this before we go on to Donald J. Trump. Check this out.
The question is, did you point a 20-gauge shotgun at the chest of a black man? And you have an opportunity with all of Pennsylvania watching to say, I'm sorry. Are you going to say I'm sorry today, John?
That never happened.
So you're not going to say I'm sorry.
That never happened.
So you still refuse to say I'm sorry to this day.
I'm the only Democrat that successfully confronted
gun violence. You're the only Democrat who used a shotgun to chase down an unarmed black child.
He did do it, Shady Grove. I mean, these people just lie and lie and lie, Shady.
He may not remember.
He didn't know. He said it never happened. I mean, these people are, I mean, I've never.
It's innocent, you know, right?
Come on, PA. Let's go. East Saint is in PA. It's horrible. He is horrible and scary. God bless you, federal woman. Insult to women worldwide. Lee Legs, you're awesome. And apples to apples said for President Trump, he's a Sharpie dressed man. That's right. So let's, may not recover. Donald Trump talked about a recovery because obviously your economy is decimated and is being decimated as we speak. Listen to this last, was this Saturday, Shady? Was it Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we get two more years of Democrat rule, your finances, your family, your community, and your country might never recover. You may never recover. This is so bad. Between what's happened to our military, what's happened to our border, what's happened to our finances, what's happened to this country, you may not recover, but we will save the day. We will save the
Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. We will save the day. We need to save the day. This country, this is your last chance, guys, to save this country. Effectual insurrection says, here he goes in. I'll start the 17 rant challenge accepted. Finn donated 10 last night on the Q Lounge Live. Leaf turning, kindly request zip up hoodies. Jeff and Shady, love y'all. Nothing can stop what's coming. Thank you, Effectual Insurrection. We appreciate you so much with that, you know, for that. Did you hear that? Finn donated on the Q Lounge Live, Shady.
I did hear that. I got the memo.
Thank you, Finn. Appreciate you. And Finn says we need tank tops so we can have the right to bear arms. That's actually pretty good, Finn. I like that. I love it. And, you know, they want to see Donald J. Trump in prison. Why?
Religious liberty, confiscate your guns, indoctrinate your children, criminalize dissent, and even put their political opponents in prison. I think they'd like to see me in prison. Can you imagine? I think they'd like.
No.
You know why? Because they're sick. They're sick people.
They are sick people, guys. Really sick. And, this is probably one of the best, rallies. I know rallies. People say, oh, seen it, and he says a lot of the same things, but this one had a lot of new things in it, folks. And you know, you gotta watch him every time, even though he might say some of the same stories, because he's at, you know, he's addressing a different audience in every state, but we see him, you know, every we watch every one, Shady Groove, Hell or High Water.
I mean, you can see it. You can see the escalation. I think, especially in the last three or four that he has done, you can see that his rhetoric is escalating, and his disdain for the way that they're treating him and the way they're treating you, the country, or different all these different things that are going on with the FBI right now. He is actually acting as the bully pulpit. Joe Biden does not have a bully pulpit right now, but Donald Trump is acting as if he is in charge of it. And it's really amazing. And, it, you know, another thing that's amazing is how many people that have gotten up and gotten plugged in. You know, I'm hearing story after story after story on Truth Social out there about people and what they're doing. And it really is. I mean, it's inspiring on another level, everybody. And I'm hoping that you guys are recognizing the moment that we're in and taking advantage of it, because we aren't going to lose going forward. And each one of you are responsible for the win. Take credit for it.
Absolutely. And each one of us need to get involved somehow in our elections, whether that's just getting our neighbors to the polls, whether that's, you know, talking to somebody to get them to think about what's going on in the country, whether that's being a poll worker, whether that's joining cleanelectionsusa.org and watching the drop boxes. You know, we need to get involved. Something needs to happen. You need to get involved. And I think we're going to learn a little bit more about some of that grassroots live tonight, t.me/mgshow with Alchemist Zach. Shady, this is he talked about the insurrection last night. Let's listen to what Donald, or the other night. Let's listen to Donald Trump. Check this out.
The Secretary of Defense and others, 10,000 to 20,000 troops to ensure peace, safety, and protection. That recommendation was turned down by crazy Nancy Pelosi and the mayor of Washington, D.C. They said they didn't like the look of it. But that means there was no insurrection, because somebody creating an insurrection doesn't recommend from 10 to 20,000 troops to keep everybody safe. But you won't hear about that from the fake news media right back there. There's a lot of them.
Wow.
You won't hear it from them, that's for sure.
No, the fake news media back, they're not going to tell you. And then he went over to Mike Lindell. He talked about Letitia James. This is big. Let's listen to this.
Never happened like this. Anyway, thank you, Mike. I appreciate it very much. Everybody here appreciates it. Thank you, Mike.
Use code MG Show.
But what they're doing is they're all attacking me, including the racist AG, Attorney General in New York, whose state is falling apart from murders, rapes, robberies, drug deals, and every other form of record-breaking crime. The homeless are sadly but dangerously roaming all over the streets of New York City, and the city is filthy dirty as this racist AG. She is just as bad as you get. And she only campaigned. You know what her campaign was? I didn't know her. She didn't know me. I will get Donald Trump. And she beat a big field of candidates with a small vote. And then, you know, she ran for governor. She got like 2% or something. And then she went right back. I said, well, does this mean she's leaving the state from the attorney general because she's terrible? She's terrible on crime, unless it's Donald Trump we can get in some form. But then they sued me, and even though there was no victim, you know, there's no victim. She was trying to protect banks, but the banks got paid. They never even defaulted. They were. The fact is, I made a lot of money. We have a lot of cash. We have a great company. I pay off the banks. I think she thought the banks were taken advantage of. No, the banks had the best lawyers in the country. Believe me, I know that. They're very smart. We don't need her protecting banks. We need her protecting the people of New York.
Wow. You know, these people are sick, and, you know, they're just expending every piece of ammunition to make sure that Donald J. Trump never runs for president again. And they keep losing and failing. Their narrative is not working. Shady.
He's literally sitting there like saying, are you going to indict me before I announce? Or are you going to indict me after I announce? Like, when are you guys going to pull the string? I saw somebody asking about why he calls her peekaboo. I mean, one of my guesses of that is because of the way that she's investigated, the way that her investigation has been an investigation about Donald Trump. not a crime. And so he's basically insinuating that she's spying on him or looking in a way that she shouldn't be.
That's right. And then he played the video that's on Truth Social on the Jumbotron.
Just go ahead, please.
Lock her up!
I'm announcing that today we are filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump.
This lawsuit, Carly, is doomed from the start because the attorney general that is bringing it, she bragged about doing so.
Oh, we're going to definitely assume we're going to be a real pain in the ass.
Before she launched anything resembling an official investigation.
It's a frivolous lawsuit.
There may be some problems in the lawsuit. Letitia James has politicized this investigation. She campaigned on vote for me and I'll nail Donald Trump. She has fundraised on it.
It's hard for me not to conclude it's a political hit job. And this is a woman who campaigned for office saying that, promising she was going to go after Trump.
The Trump's argument here is not absurd. It's not ridiculous. The crux of their argument is we have been politically targeted by this Attorney General, Letitia James. And you know what? They're right. And that's not a matter of opinion or speculation. That's a matter of fact.
Prosecutors should know when they take the job, they need to be more careful about talking about politics.
Even the New York Times pointed out how weak her allegations are.
Letitia James has a real big problem proving fraud against the former president.
She'll go after anyone to advance her political career.
We got plenty of
that. Wow.
I will get Donald Trump. Just vote for me. Vote for me. Then she gets, well, let's see. What has Trump done wrong? Done nothing wrong. That's why it's gone on for years and years. No victim. There's no victim except Trump. And let me tell you, the judge we have in the case is even worse than her. We got a judge who's a radical left lunatic. He's treated us so horribly and unfairly. There's never been anything like what's happened to me. There's never been. But you know what? We will persevere. We're going to do very well. But they've treated us very unfairly in New York. And I think it all comes down from Washington. They're telling these locals to go after they failed. They're telling these locals to go down and get Trump. It shouldn't be allowed to happen in this country. This should not be allowed to happen. In the Manhattan DA's office, a number of prosecutors actually quit. I love these people, whoever they may be. They quit because they thought I was being treated unfairly. Can you imagine prosecutors quitting? But I actually gained a certain respect for the DA and for the office because of the stance they took. The previous weak and ineffective DA, a guy named Cyrus Vance, who's, by the way, whose father gave away the Panama Canal for $1 in perhaps the worst business deal in history. Might be the worst deal ever made. After we lost 25,000 people to malaria, the mosquitoes, and billions of dollars to build it many, many years ago. And by the way,
so interesting that he's talking about that as well, Shady Groove. And then further, right after this, check this out.
This is good.
Lock her up.
This could only happen to me, I'm telling you, nobody else. All these great politicians, it's never going to happen to you people. Maybe a little bit. Maybe you'll have one investigation or two, but you won't have hundreds. You won't have hundreds. You know, if I fly over a Democrat state, I get a subpoena. I tell my pilots, please just fly. These people.
That was like the greatest line of the whole rally right there.
I mean, he flies over the state and he gets a subpoena. He was talking about Eric Trump, that his son has probably got the most subpoenas ever record.
I mean, he's probably right about that. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
And they spied on his campaign, Shady.
Collusion of no collusion. Do you think Biden could say that? I don't think so. That's a pretty good. That's a tough one. But think of that. That was their conclusion. All of this money spent, they spent $48 million, 18 mad, crazy, Democrat, radical left maniacs, FBI agents all over the place. And after 2 years, they said, there's no collusion with Russia. But I could have told them on day one. And by the way, they knew on day one, too. They knew on day one. Then we caught them spying on my campaign and getting caught. We caught them spying on my campaign. What do you think would have happened if it was reversed? Let's take Obama, not Biden. Let's take Obama. And let's say we got caught spying on his campaign. I do believe they would reinstitute the death penalty very quickly. as we should do, by the way, for all drug dealers, okay? You want to see crime drop in this country? You'll see it drop 80% or more. We have our blue ribbon committees, however. Now we have to do that. But they lied to the FISA court. They lied to Congress. They illegally broke in my opinion, illegally broke in to my home in Florida in violation.
So he goes on talking about Mar-a-Lago, illegally breaking in. But Shady, I mean, they spied on the campaign. We have all the proof. You know, the mainstream media is still covering for this man. I mean, they're going to be the mainstream media is going to be sued for libel. I mean, they are liable for destroying your country, Shady.
And they're liable for attempting to destroy him. I mean, each of these events that he keeps bringing up are another lawsuit. I mean, you know, the lawsuit that he has against this lady in New York is massive. I mean, he could end up draining the coffers there from their revenue, because this is, we are literally witnessing things we've never witnessed before. It's not like we can compare him or his experiences to anyone else or any other candidate, politician, business owner, you name it. Like he's broken the mold and effectively, you know, he's going, you know, like he says over and over, they're coming after you. I'm just in their way. And what does that mean? That means that they don't want you to be America first. They don't want you standing up and speaking about America being the greatest country on planet Earth. They see that as a slight to other countries, when in all reality, other countries could emulate and elevate as opposed to us deteriorating.
Absolutely. And, you know, what do the polls say? What does he talk about? Donald Trump talks about the polls. Let's check it out.
The Presidential Records Act and so much more. They violated, very simple, very reads very simply, the Presidential Records Act. And you have to see, Bush had a warehouse. Bush Sr. had a warehouse. Crooked Hillary Clinton deleted 33,000 emails, many of which were classified. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton lost a lot of stuff. Obama, didn't they say 33 million pages of stuff? God, where is it? What happened? And yet, with all of the persecution and prosecution that we've gone through, we, all of us together, we are leading everyone in the polls by a lot, more than ever before. It's pretty amazing. You know, you see all this stuff, and it's all fake stuff. They're fake people. But you see all of this stuff happening, and I say to a lot of different people that work for us, we have great people. I say, do you think that affects us in the polls? Yes, sir. I think you've gone up 10 points. We have. We've gone up a lot. But we're leading against all Republicans by more than 50 points, every one of them. You know, you hear about different Republicans. And we're beating Biden by 5 points or more. And we're beating Kamala Harris, the North Korea sympathizer. She's a sympathizer. We're beating her by 10 points. No, she likes North Korea. I think that was one of the worst mistakes of all. Can you imagine? They're standing on the border. North Korea's over there shooting off missiles as she's speaking. They shot out two missiles. And I got along very good with Kim Jong-un.
So interesting about the polls. You know, we know the polls are probably rigged as well. And you know that he's leading more than 5 points over Biden, Shady Groove.
Yes, he's definitely leading by more than 5 points. And you know, this to see what we're looking at here, you're not looking at a politician, guys. You know, I mean, you're looking at a leader. You're looking at someone who can lead people and someone who has a mindset or a desired goal. And he's attempting to attain that goal. And you do not see that type of behavior out of, quote unquote, politicians. Like, none of them. You can't really, you can put them all in a room together and none of them stand out. So that, you know, that is what the spectacular nature of what you see in this guy is. He knows how to lead, and he knows how to bring people to a conversation, and he knows how to direct the conversation in a way that's meaningful, so that it effectively moves you. It moves you in your seat. It makes you want to do something, makes you want to plug in, makes you want to be a part of it. That is what leaders do, my friends.
Yeah. Rose Buttigieg, Trump won, pain coming. Absolutely. Let's see. Where's Hunter, Shady?
Corrupt federal government. Where's Hunter? Where's Hunter, by the way?
Yeah, where is he? Where's Hunter?
I don't know.
Does he know where Hunter is, Shady?
He was on a water slide last week, I saw.
Naked.
Naked. Not afraid.
Oh, God. He should be afraid. And, you know, this could only happen to Donald J. Trump.
It's hot as a pencil, but this is a finance company. It's a SPAC. Is being targeted by the SEC. Now, you know, look, if they don't come up with the financing, I'll have it private. Truth Social is hot. It's easier to have it private. You have to go through all this stuff. By miraculous coincidence, but you have to hear this, the head of the SEC was the chief financial officer of crooked Hillary Clinton's campaign. I said, who is he? He doesn't seem to be very reasonable. It's not even after me. They're after these poor guys. They said, we'd love to finance your SPAC. That's the end of that. They were served a subpoena because they're trying to silence us. But the head, think of it, the head of the SEC was the chief financial officer of crooked Hillary's campaign that she lost to us. And you won't believe this one, but Melissa Hodgman, I call her Melissa Hodgman Strzok, is the wife of the legendary Peter Strzok of the FBI. And she's the acting director of enforcement at the SEC. So think of this. Peter Strzok's wife is going after the people wanting to finance our platform. Can you imagine? Is this, again, this could only happen to Trump. This doesn't happen to people.
So interesting.
Right about that.
You did, Melissa Hodgman. We were appointed to her in the Q post, and you did a Q Lounge Live about, what is it, the Follow the Wives?
The Deep State Wives Club. Yeah, that was like 4 years ago.
Yeah. And we knew about her a long time ago. And pretty interesting, you know, to hear it come up today in this weekend in a Trump speech.
Yeah, and kind of just as you pull back and you look at everything that you guys out there already know, that you read, that you learned throughout the Q drops, then all of these different connections, you can kind of see how Donald Trump is going to start piecing this together, right? Right in front of you for the world to see. The fake news, maybe they turn the camera off, but they're going to be there and they're going to have to record it and at least have to hear it, whether they produce it or not. It doesn't really matter. This is the way that we win. We win by choking out their narrative, literally choking out their narrative.
Literally, yeah, exactly right. These people are sick and dangerous.
Win the election. Should he win, we have an insurance policy. You know what the insurance policy was? All of the things that we've been through over the last 5 years. These are dangerous people who are willing to burn every American institution to the ground to target their political opponents. These are very sick and dangerous people. But we will never let them silence us. Truth Social, go out and sign up now. It's our...
So get over there on Truth Social. I think Enoch was there, and he like asked people, are you on Truth Social at the rally? But 80% said no. So wow. get some. If each one of us gets somebody to sign up on Truth Social, you know, we'll increase that platform quite a bit, Shady.
Yeah, that's really crazy to think that but that's the way the media is, you know, you don't really see it. If you don't see him speak specifically, you don't really see what the platform is or that what's going on out there. And it really is, you know, it's a breath of fresh air to be in an environment where people can have a conversation without all this constant interruption and garbage being thrown into the convo. You can actually get sauce to people, you can communicate, you can explain things. And in a very consistent way over there compared to any of these other platforms that have just been manipulated to the point where you can't even see what somebody posts ever.
Yeah. Twitter.
Yeah.
Facebook. Yeah, it's terrible. Facebook, right? The algorithms. And Shady, you know, we were talking about them going after Eric Trump. This is the piece that he talked about his son. Check it out.
Eric Trump. I don't believe there's anybody in the history of our country. This is a wonderful kid. This is a wonderful guy doing a great job. Every day he gets subpoena, subpoena, subpoena. He said, I think I have the world record, Dad. But they went after us for years. And, you know, it's amazing. People come up to me, a very strong guy a few days ago came up to me. A tough guy, very tough, very successful. Many of you would know his name, but I won't give his name because I don't know if he likes it. He's probably afraid to give his name. But he came up to me, could I ask you a question, Mr. President? What? How do you take it? I said, take what? The abuse that you're given by these people with all of the investigations. I couldn't last for 2 days. I said, do I have a choice? I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. But he's tough. But a lot of people ask me that. They ask me that question. How do you do it? And we still were one of the most successful presidents and administrations in the history of our country. Right? Right, Boris?
Wow. Very loud crowd there, Shady Groove. I loved it. Michigan is on fire, Shady Groove.
I like the comment that he made right there, because I think that's a pretty in-depth comment for him to say, because he says, do I have a choice? And I think that all of you know who paid attention over the last 5 years, what the cue drops were and the way the momentum was moved. Does he have a choice? No, he doesn't have a choice. We've already picked a path. We've already picked the road that we're going to go down, which is eliminating them. And this road can't just end halfway. It can't end part way. It has to be committed to see it through to the end. And unfortunately, a lot of the American people don't really understand even what that means, to see something through to the end, because of all the mind control and brainwashing out there. But he does plan to see this through. And a very interesting usage there of the words, do I have a choice? No, we understand that he doesn't have a choice.
Absolutely. And check this out, Shady Groove. This is 17.
Yes, but we had seven, only Trump against one guy. He got like 17%.
Wow. He loves that. I don't know why. Why does Trump love
that? I can't figure it out.
I got to find that. ACAP
and all those guys love it too.
Yeah, they do. It triggers them. I got to find that video with him saying 17, 17, 17. Remember that video? I got to find that again. President says basically every freedom-loving American needs to understand the time and stand up to this growing tyranny right now. You don't have time to waste. And this is from Storm Has Arrived. If you want to live under the boot of cruel and vindictive left-wing tyrants, then you need to stand with the MAGA. If you don't want to, you know, we need to take over our country now. This is the Make America Great Again movement. Check it out.
Every freedom-loving American needs to understand the time to stand up to this growing tyranny is right now. You don't have time to waste. If you don't want to live under the boot of cruel and vindictive left-wing tyrants, then you need to stand with the MAGA, Make America Great Again movement. And we had it great. We had it great.
Look at him. I mean, he's just thinking like, we had it great. I mean, look at him reflecting on, you know, all the great things that he did for our country. You know, even the people that hated Trump benefited underneath Trump as president, Shady Groove. And I think they're starting to see it now.
Well, they did benefit. They benefited tremendously. Gas prices were high whenever Donald Trump was elected, and he was able to drive them down. He was able to negotiate around the world. He was able to negotiate in your name. He was able to implement tariffs from China. I mean, you know, the list is over, you know, probably 500 pages of all of the stuff that he was able to do in a very, I mean, look how short that time was. You know, you think about 4 years is a long time, but then you think about the time Trump was there and how fast it went by. And all of a sudden, you know, it had been 4 years, and it was like like you were looking in the path of the tornado going through the deep state's living room. Like it's all a mess. Like nothing was in order. And now they're trying to haphazardly put it back together, and they're not doing a very good job because they're not bringing any people with them. They've got the mind control convinced, but they're not convincing any people to come back from the Trump world back into the political atmosphere as what they would consider a norm from before.
And, you know, we're talking about a stolen election, Shady Groove. And they're saying, oh, Trump's an idiot. He said there's stolen elections. Nobody else thinks that way. Well, if you have a friend that says that, oh, the Dems never said that, I need you to watch this video right now. And if somebody says the elections weren't stolen, you need to just show them this video. Here we go.
We're all in agreement that it is incorrect to say the 2020 election was stolen. What about the 2016 election?
Look,
I'm not going to go back into history.
It was a stolen election.
It was stolen.
Stolen. He's an illegitimate president. He's an illegitimate president.
You know, pretending to be president.
Why do you think the president is going to such great lengths to essentially prove that he beat you?
Because he didn't.
One third of Clinton supporters say Trump election is not legitimate.
I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win.
You are absolutely right. You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
The 2016 election was stolen. Got a nicer way to say that?
Say Russia hacked the election.
Russia hacked our election.
Russia hacked our election.
A little louder, please.
Russia hacked our election.
That was a 9/11 scale event.
This was a kind of cyber 9/11.
Cyber 9/11.
Yes.
Russia hacked our election.
Russia, you know, of course, hacked our election here.
Half of Clinton's voters believe the conspiracy theory that Russia hacked Election Day votes.
We know that they were into voting rolls, actual interference with the elections themselves. We know it happened.
Despite no credible evidence, 67% of Democrats believe Russia tampered with vote tallies.
Hacking the U.S. election.
Hacking the U.S. election.
Russia hacked our election.
The Russians hacked our election.
Russia hacked our election.
Russia hacked our election.
Russian hacking of our election.
Hacking of our election.
Russia hacked our election.
Russia hacked our election.
Stolen election.
Russia hacked our election.
Russia hacked our election.
The universal assessment that Russia hacked our election in 2016.
Foreign governments hacked our elections.
Most young Americans consider Donald Trump an illegitimate president. Illegitimate president.
He's an illegitimate president.
Why is he illegitimate? He just won an election.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind. That's it.
I absolutely agree.
Experts urge Clinton camp to challenge election results.
We will see how illegitimate his victory actually was.
He's an illegitimate president.
Russia hacked our election.
Russians hacking our election.
Hacked our election.
Russia hacking our election.
I don't see the president-elect as a legitimate president.
Trump is an illegitimate president who stole the election.
He is not a president.
He's illegitimate. And my biggest fear is that he's going to do it again with the help of Vlad, his best pal. It's terrifying.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate?
Hillary Clinton voters call to overturn election results.
More than 4 million people have already signed a petition on change.org calling for the electors of the Electoral College to, quote, ignore their states' votes and cast their ballots for Secretary Clinton.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016.
We are the victims of a bloodless coup.
He didn't win the general election.
Yo, Electoral College, make Hillary Clinton president, period.
Donald Trump is an illegitimate president.
Illegitimate president.
Dems don't.
So, you know, that video right there is very powerful. Shady Groove. Russia, 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 illegitimate president, hacked. These people are stupid.
And, well, isn't it funny? Isn't it really funny to stand back and to watch all of that and to listen to them, listen to the subtleties of what they're saying there? They're saying that over and over again that he's illegitimate. Well, what does that really mean? What are they really trying to say? Much like they are constantly saying your democracy. What does it mean he's illegitimate? It means that he wasn't the chosen candidate. It means that he wasn't the person that they were trying to select for you. And the person that they were trying to select for you was railroaded. Therefore, he is not a legitimate president. Therefore, your desire to have him as president isn't a legitimate desire for him to be the president, because you as well are a fool. Now, they said that to us over and over again after 2016. But then whenever anyone from the right decided that they were going to speak to the truth that we saw go on in 2020, then all of a sudden the virtue signal and the gaslighting starts in full effect. And you are a extreme MAGA. You are a Nazi sympathizer and much, much more rhetoric coming towards you over that. So I think it's very interesting to listen to the subtleties of the way that they're saying it, because they're actually telling you the truth. He was illegitimate in their eyes because they thought they had the person chosen.
Subtlety. Yeah, they were very subtle about their mind control and Operation Mockingbird. real quick, Shady Groove, we're going to be leaving Brighteon.tv in a few seconds. Thank you very much, Brighteon.tv. I believe Ann Vandersteel is next as well. But if you want to continue with our show for the next 5 minutes, and then we take a 5-minute break and head over to rumble.com/MG show. Is where we finish up the second hour, and we've got a lot more for you. We've got a lot of dark money news. We've got a lot of news happening with Peter Strzok, FBI whistleblower. I mean, we've got so much on the other side. So go over to rumble.com/MG show. Also, Our show will be a podcast. You know, go to mg.show/podcast to check it out on your favorite podcast, except for Spotify, because Soros obviously has a hand in that. But also rumble.com/mgshow. The full 2 hours will be archived right there in Rumble. Shady Grove, pretty amazing time. I'm just, looking at some of Donald J. Trump's truths as well. We're going to go over some of those in the next hour, Shady. There's a lot of stuff happening in the news right now. You've got Russia and a submarine and Red October now. Oh my gosh, Shady Grove, there's so much happening.
Well, I think that this might be the Red October that we've been waiting for. We've gone around the calendar 4 times now, and I think that we're moving into a Red October that's going to actually make an impact. We also have the Danchenko trial that's going to be starting up next week. We have Elon Musk and the whole Twitter thing. That's going to be coming out this month, as well as, guys, get up and get plugged in and do something. You know, if you're not actively part of the solution, then you're effectively part of the problem here in America. And our goal here is to motivate as many of you as possible to get up and get involved, and not just get up and get involved for 2022. I would like for you to find a place for yourself within the structure of the country, of your community, and how you can be involved, and how you can think in a way that you wake up every day and you're excited about being involved. If we can accomplish that, guys, I mean, you know, we can really start to move some of these mountains out of our way that have been effectively pushed into our way, you know?
That's right. That's right. I was trying to get Yeti to put you up on full screen. I'm like going.
It's too late now, Yeti. I'm done talking.
I know, because I'm always look at him. He's like, oh my God, Yeti. I'm just wanting to get back to the closer too, because we are a nation in decline. You know, listen to part of this as we head out of this first hour. Get over to rumble.com/mgshow, redstatetalkradio.com. Here we go. Check this out, Shady. Where we go, when we go, all play it again.
But now we are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in 50 years, and where the stock market finished the worst first half of the year since 1872. Likewise, we are a nation that has the highest energy costs in its history. We are no longer energy independent or energy dominant. And we were just there 2 short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and many others for oil. Please, please, please help us, Joe Biden says. Yet we have more liquid gold right under our feet than any other country in the world. We are a nation that is consumed by the radical left's Green New Deal. Yet everyone knows that the Green New Deal will lead to our destruction. We are a nation whose leaders are demanding all electric cars, even though they can't go far, cost too much, and whose batteries are produced in China with materials only available in China, when unlimited amounts of gasoline are available inexpensively in the United States, but not available in China. We are a nation that ended oil exploration and production in the United States of America just as the price of oil reached an all-time high. We are a nation that surrendered in Afghanistan, leaving behind dead soldiers, American citizens, and $85 billion worth of the finest military equipment in the world. We are a nation that allowed Russia to devastate a country, Ukraine, killing hundreds of thousands of people, and it will only get worse. It would never have happened with me as your commander-in-chief. And for 4 long years, it never did happen. And China with Taiwan, their circling is next. We are a nation that is...
And with that, guys, we'll be back. Hour number 2. God bless you. Shady, take it away.
Stay tuned for hour number 2 of the Matrix Groove Show, live on Red State Talk Radio.
coming right up after these words in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running?
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's alright, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog, too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900, 720-605-3900, for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
Countless deplorable, and we love the name. Got the bodies in the dirt, needing someone to blame. A patch of greed and money to spare. They put the dollars in the coffers and the lies in the air. Well, we got one, we got all. I won't push you down, you won't let me fall. One day for sure we will stand tall. Where we go one, we go all. and that fate is in our hands. Had a reason to fool us, but we didn't take the bait.
Welcome back. Hour number two, The Matrix Groove Show on RedStateTalkRadio.com. Just say, hey, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio. Go to InTheMatrix3X.com. We can hear you.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake!
Of truth is open, the eyes of truth are bright, the lips of truth are ever closed, the head of truth is upright, the gaze of truth is straight, truth has neither fear nor doubt, truth has patience to wait, the words of truth are touching, the voice of truth is deep, the law of truth is simple, all you sow you reap. The soul of truth is flaming, the heart of truth is warm, the mind of truth is clear and firm through rain and storm. Facts are only its shadow. Truth stands above all sin. Great be the battle of life. Truth in the end shall win.
We're gonna fight them all. The same sort media cannot hold us back. We're gonna rip it off, stopping that fake news and media attack. Yeah, we're gonna be shining the light because we can't forget. Back and forth through my mind, we are the threat. Yeah, the truth is closing on the lies, you will be shown.
Life of truth is eternal, immortal is its past. Power of truth shall endure, truth shall hold to the last.
We're gonna hear about it. Every single liar's got a story to tell. Everyone knows about it. From the Queen of England to the hands of hell. And if we catch a liar back in a day, we're gonna serve it to you. And that ain't what you want to hear, but that's what we'll do. And the people gonna see the truth, minds will be
blown. Truth is the cross. Wisdom's message is its rod. The sign of truth is Christ, and the soul of truth is God.
We're going to win the war. Far from the super, I win no more. We're gonna make him soar. Make the panic trip out of every pore. Yeah, we're praying, and we're praying, and we're praying right before the Lord. All the truth is gonna come from us, and we'll ship no more. Let the truth coming from my clothes tell us we will win.
And that's the truth.
iDropMedia.com. That is our friend at iDrop. Buy him a coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/iDropMedia. I think he nailed it on that one, Shady Groove. Welcome back to hour number two. I got chills.
Man, I tell you what, like the fight is now. The fight is right here. The fight is in your media. The fight, we know what we know. And the truth of the matter is no tyranny can survive a free press. And that is what we're generating with all these great content creators across the board out there. That was spectacular for Monday. That got me fired up for the rest of the day. Wow.
Yeah, Duke like the twerking sheep, LOL. It took 2,000 mules to install one jackass, says Mass Patriot. What's up, my brother? You know, you guys are amazing. You guys are amazing. Thank you, guys. iDrop Media nailed that one. That's probably one of my favorites.
2,000 mules versus 100 million Americans. I love that part.
100 million patriots, Shady Groove. Absolutely. Yes, wow. Wow. Let's see. Let me just make sure I'm where I'm at here. So welcome back. Hour number two, Shady. Where do you want to go? Should we talk about some of the dark money stuff that's happening right now?
I think maybe we start off with that and then move into the whole Peter Strzok thing.
Gotcha. That sounds good. Cause we can do that. And that's probably a cue proof as well. We've got so much happening. We've got the Clinton Foundation, auditor, that was sanctioned from, you know, let me just grab the article here. Clinton Foundation auditor sanctioned numerous material issues, including the Clinton Foundation and its auditor ignoring a $483 million error, Shady.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Just $500 million?
Like locally, we had somebody, it was like $78 dinner that they misappropriated and they fired her in a foundation, in a local foundation. Actual foundations have a lot of rules and these foundations don't follow any of them. What is wrong?
Well, it was Dinesh D'Souza that had went over a little bit of his contributions as well that they were trying to prosecute him on. And, you know, now you sit here and you look at $500 million. It wasn't anywhere close to $500 million.
Yeah. I mean, the only remaining pathway for due process is petitioning Kansas State Board of Public Accountancy for the AICPA Professional Standards Against Foundations, former national audit firm BDK LLP. They have since merged with another national firm, Forning Forvis LLP. So they issued a splash-dash audit and tax returns under penalties of perjury for 13 years. By dismissing their professional standards and IRS compliance, the firm created a veneer of legitimacy for the Clinton Foundations. BKD's main fiduciary obligation is to serve and protect public interest, not the Clinton Foundation. So I filed a complaint. Somebody, the author, filed a complaint against the Arkansas board against BDK LLP. The complaint, 59 allegations relying on public documents, charged BDK with professional misconduct and failure to comply with the following AICPA standards and the IRS code. The complaint's primary focus is the Clinton Foundation's 2011 amended IRS Form 990 tax return dated November 16, 2015, and the underlying 2011 audited financial statements. So they have to be. We have to be bold. We have to get out there and, you know, the irregularities of the Clinton Foundation's and their material errors and omissions in the 1990 in their 990 tax returns, Shady, is just crazy.
Well, it's again, rules for thee and not for me, right? I mean, right. Effectively, and that's what we're looking at.
And the attorneys and accountants should be the pillars of our system of taxation, not the architects of its circumventation. Former IRS commissioner Mark Everson. This is the actual unscribed. There's the sauce all right here, guys. It's huge. This is part of we have reviewed the approved a draft of financial statements and related notes referred above, which you prepared in connection with your audit of our financial statements. We acknowledge that we are responsible for the fair presentation of financial statements as related notes. But there's massive accounting errors, folks. The foundation's agreement with the WHO unit aid was to purchase reduced price medicines as an agent. The foundation's Clinical Health Access Initiative, CHAI, subsidiary negotiated for reduced price drugs with Unitaid, advancing funds to CHAI to pay for purchases shipped overseas by pharmaceutical companies. They're all connected, Shady Groove. That's just a piece of it. That article is long. We could probably do a whole show on this one article, Shady.
And on the Clinton Foundation corruption, I mean, you know, if we were to dig into that, we could do probably 10 shows on that type of corruption that you were seeing. And you were seeing that corruption on the surface in the late 90s, going into 2000 after George Bush was elected. I mean, it was blatant. And what they were doing was blatant. And if you look at the spreadsheet there of like how much the Clinton Foundation was bringing in, up until 2016, it was unbelievable how much that they would bring in every year from foreign governments, foreign corporations, you name it. They were bringing all this money in. And then all of a sudden, after she lost in 2016, it all dried up. And now, Jeff, they're back on the bandwagon. They're firing the Clinton Foundation back up, taking donations, spreading the word, moving around, even planning. From what I'm seeing, looks like there's Bill Clinton's going back on a speaking tour sometime soon. So they feel like they're safe. Do you feel like you're safe, Bill?
No deals. I was told. But you guys, you American people are so stupid. We got you infighting, and you guys are dumb, and we're probably going to get away with it unless you guys stand up.
You better look out for that red wave coming up here in about a month, my friend.
Yeah, and then we got a grassroots live tonight. Alchemist Zach, t.me/mgshow, www.t.me/mgshow tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern. Shady, we also have Arabella Advisors in the news. They announced an acquisition with Kiwi Partners, even better to get her, or excuse me, together. Greater Good. Look, Shady, the Greater Good blog, ideas and impact, the Greater Good. That is communism right there on its face. The union of two firms will increase their capacity to support nonprofits across the country and ultimately enable more philanthropic impact. Arabella Advisors announced the acquisition of Kiwi Partners, a New York-based firm that supports in the form of nonprofit accounting, HR, and consulting services to a wide variety of nonprofit organizations. As a result of the acquisition, which was formally completed last night, in this article was written, I don't see the date. As a result, the acquisition, which was formally completed last night, Arabella Advisors is positioned to deepen its capacity, enabling both new and existing partners to operate in ways that are more efficient, effective, and equitable in the future. Moving forward, Kiwi will continue to operate as a separate business unit within Arabella Advisors, and Kiwi Team will continue to grow its business and impact with the support from Arabella. With the support from Arabella. That's foreign billionaires, guys. If you guys really understand who Arabella Advisors is, go to mgshow.link/Arabella. All lowercase. If you haven't seen it, it might be on Stefferty again this week. You guys failed pretty good with the Arabella, so sharpen up on your Arabella information because it could be on Stefferty Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern at t.me/mgshow.
They failed with both the Arabella information on Stefferty?
Yeah, they were having a hard time. Yeah.
What?
But they were having
Shady's disappointed.
Shady's pissed.
Oh, not happy, Shady. Oh, no.
Quote, we could not be more thrilled with it from announcing this news. Rick Cruz, Arabella Advisors President and CEO. Rick Cruz, who is Arabella Advisors President and CEO? Stephanie, question maybe? We'll even give you one. Let's see what we got. So over the years, Arabella team to understand the effective nonprofit operations are absolutely critical to enabling and accelerating, amplifying the impact of all sorts of philanthropic work. The team at Kiwi Partners has been helping nonprofit organizations overcome challenges to operate effectively for more than 24 years. So that's a little bit there. There's a press release. That's ideas and impact. Pretty crazy, isn't
impact.
It? Impact. Arabella Advisors. Yeah. When you hear impact, run.
The duck.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got Yahoo News. This is interesting. Yahoo News. There was a dark money critic right here. And, you know, I think Mickums and I need to do another article. Dark Money critic Mark Kelly receives a huge boost from Dark Money fueled group in Arizona Senate race. This is what you've got against you, Arizona. Make sure you get out and vote. The Dark Money fueled voter mobilization group is parachuting into Arizona to aid Democrat Senator Mark Kelly, who has criticized Dark Money's influence in politics in his state. The Somos PAC, a left-wing committee that works to get Latino voters to the polls, dropped 100,000 into canvassing for Kelly on September 19th, the FEC records show. Since late August, the group has pushed $337,144 into Arizona to boost the retired astronaut, Mark Kelly. Somos PAC is primarily bankrolled by anonymous donations passed through nonprofits. We know who those donations are from. They're foreign and domestic billionaires who want you in a third world country status. Kelly has stated that undisclosed contributions are poisoning the American political system and drowning out the voices of everyday Arizonians. He's absolutely right on that. According to the Somos PAC filings, the group has received $4.1 million from the North Fund, Shady. That's Arabella Advisors Managed North Fund, which is Democracy yep. Docket, Mark Elias. But they don't tell you that here. So according to Somos PAC's filings, the group has received $4.1 million from the North Fund, a nonprofit that hides its donors and boasts connections to a billion-dollar dark money network managed by the Washington, D.C.-based Arabella Advisors Consulting Firm. The North Fund reported a $9.3 million undisclosed donations when its 2019 tax forms, the 1630 Fund, a profit incubator overseen by Arabella Advisors, was the North Fund's sole funder for that year, according to their tax forms in 2020. The North Fund raised $66 million, of course they did, and $19.3 million, of course, came from the 1630 Fund, which is Hans-Jörg Weiss, Omidar. Hans-Jörg Weiss, Omidar, Soros, Zuckerberg, you name it, foreign and domestic billionaires. At least one individual also works on behalf of the North Fund and Arabella Advisors, Saruba Gupta, who is listed in the North Fund's tax forms as general counsel and who is also general counsel for Arabella Advisors, according to the firm's website. The North Fund's millions account for more than half of the Somos PAC's contributions in this cycle, but it's not only the dark money it hauled in. The New Hampshire-based Family Friendly Action Fund has provided $447,150 to Somos PAC. State records show the Family Friendly Action Fund, registered in the trade name Somos Votanes, an advocacy group aimed at increasing voter participation and provide Latinos with tactical ways to participate in shaping the future for American politics. Somos PAC also received a $175 million donation from Change Now PAC. There's your Soros. That money went to the committee just days after 1630 Fund had transferred $200,000 into its coffers. Change Now is entirely bankrolled by the 1630 Fund. Change Now also appeared to be linked to a covert political operation tied to Swiss billionaire Hans-Jörg Weiss, who has quietly emerged as a significant funder of Democrat causes. Now they can mention Hans-Jörg. But now it's Omidar. I think it's Omidar's turn. I think in 2016, it was Soros. 2020 was Hans-Jörg Weiss. And 2024 will be Omidar. In 2015, the Weiss Foundation, one of the two nonprofits established by the Swiss financier, created an operation at 1630 Fund and New Venture Fund, another Arabella-managed nonprofit called the Hub Project. According to the New York Times, years before Weiss had been linked to the operation, the Times reported that the Hub Project controlled the Change Now PAC. Marnie Banks, a consultant for Weiss Group, previously told Fox News Digital that they, quote, expressly prohibit their grantees from using grant funds for electoral activities, including to support or oppose political candidates or parties. The Weiss Foundation and Burger Action Fund follows all laws, regulations, and disclosure requirements. I bet that's a bunch of crap. The Arizona Senate race could help determine which party controls Congress's upper chamber following the November elections. Recent polls have shown Kelly with an 8-point lead over Blake Masters. And I find that to be crap, too, because they're probably gearing up the NGOs or the nonprofits to steal your elections. Get out and vote, Arizona. Get out and vote and vote and vote, 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 vote. Did I say vote? Get out and vote.
Yes, and also get out and advocate for this mess to go away from our election system. And I think that everybody out there that's paying attention to this show is just as sick and tired of it as we are. But, you know, the elections were much easier manipulated since they've been able to bring all of this money through these PACs and stuff. I mean, this is absolute unbelievable political corruption that is involved in this. And I don't really care which side of the aisle you're on. This type of money should be going away from the elections. We should go back to the point where we didn't have money in the elections, right? You know, I mean, that would be a much better position to be in for the country.
Absolutely. And the National Pulse, Shady, talks about the Gate Foundation funds Clinton initiative to force China reliance on the developing world. Shady, look at this.
Hey, I love Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein, don't you?
And Fauci.
Because these two men love Epstein, Fauci. Let's see Ghislaine Maxwell's list, guys. Let's see the flight logs, because I bet you guys are on it. I know he is 20 some odd times.
Customers.
So, the Microsoft Co-Founders Foundation authorized a $560,021 grant to the Clinton Health Access Initiative in September, which will run for 18 months. The Clinton Health Access Initiative was originally part of the controversial Clinton Foundation, started by former President Bill Clinton, but spun off into a separate organization in 2010 through Chelsea. The daughter of former president and his wife, Hillary, joined the initiative's board in 2011. The purpose of the grant is to leverage manufacturing capabilities in China to increase supply security and enhance the supply of key health commodities in low and middle income countries. So we want China, who gave us the COVID virus bioweapon, to do medicines?
Not really.
Okay, just checking. I'm just asking for friends. So there's more on that article. It's really disgusting what these people are doing to your country. Then we've got, the left dominates the field of political active nonprofits. This is another great article by Capital Research, Shady. Charity or billions for the left's voter pipeline, how and why the right needs to wake up to the lopsided electoral funding practices, Shady. The United States has a large nonprofit sector. Why? Most countries don't. Why do Americans award income tax exemptions to the Red Cross, private schools, and local churches? Almost no other countries do. The answer is found in America's unique view of citizenship in a representative republic rooted in English common law and hence the Bible, the Protestant Reformation, and ancient Western thought. The founding fathers, they have established our limited federal government, but the American people have already put those ideas into practice themselves, starting with citizens' committees formed to solve common concerns such as church as family-run public education, that other nations outsource to the government. But this is a very interesting article. Common sense might suggest that foundations interested in voter turnout should bankroll get-out-the-vote efforts rather than registration campaigns to get the most bang for their buck. In fact, they fund both. But the most important part is registration. According to the representative from the right-leaning Christian voter registration 501c3 group, it costs between $44 and $52 to register a new voter. But once registered, and critically, once they voted, those individuals tend to vote in the next 2 to 3 election cycles and often more on their own initiative. That's 6 years of reliable voting for a negligible cost. But simply mailing people a voter registration application won't yield results. Most unregistered Americans probably disinclined to vote. A good response rate is 3%, 6%. Shady, what was that?
I have no idea what that was. That sounded like a Discord bleep.
I heard somebody have Discord on.
It wasn't me, because I don't have Discord anymore.
Wasn't me. So basically, there's just over 1.8 million nonprofits registered with the IRS, including many groups that Americans don't normally think of as nonprofit, like foundations, business associations, labor unions, veterans organizations, churches, educational institutions, and others. If 20% of these remaining nonprofits do voter engagement, that translates into 170,000 voterized nonprofits. For foundations and donors, you can take steps to create space for your grantees to do voter engagement. Consider providing direct funding for such targeted work. Emphasis added, Shady Grove.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it goes round and round, doesn't it? And we're consistently round and round. Like there, I think that we saw this past week, more than one state are trying to say that asking for an ID to go and vote is racist. So, you know, I think it was Arizona, maybe New Mexico, and a couple of others. They're trying to lawfare on this as well. So this is another part of the fight that we're in. The idea that, you know, you don't get to vote unless you are an American. I'm sorry, I know you brought 6 million new voters here. You don't get to vote unless you're an American, and we have to stand firm on that.
Yeah. And then you got, I think we covered this last week, Shady, but this is Biden tapping tax dollars to boost Dem registration turnout, warns House GOP voting watchdog. But, you know, they actually, I believe, sent a letter promoting access to voting. Let me just see if the letter's here. Who's the, okay, so, Philip Klein says one side wants to strengthen and enforce election laws and apply them equally to everyone. The other side wants to ignore election laws they don't like and turn government workers into partisan activists. Who's the real threat to quote unquote democracy? But these guys are, let me just get the actual document, Shady. Let me grab that here. It is here. This is it right here. It was January 19th, 2022. This is the EO 14-14019 title promoting access to voting. But it's kind of interesting, Shady Groove. So, you know, just wanted to point that out, that there's a lot of dark money talk in real time. Then we've got the Bill Gates Foundation, Shady. I want to play a little portion of this little documentary that we found. Check this out.
Having watched Rockefeller's business model, Bill and Melinda Gates donated $36 billion of Microsoft stock to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation between 1994 and 2018. Very early on, Gates created a separate entity, Bill Gates Investments, which manages his personal wealth and his foundation's corpus. Bill Gates Investments predominantly invest in multinational food, agriculture, pharmaceutical, energy, telecom, and tech companies with global operations. Federal tax laws require the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to give away a portion of its foundation assets annually to qualify for tax exemption. Gates strategically targets his foundation's charitable gifts to give him control of the international health and agricultural agencies and the media, allowing him to dictate global health and food policies, so as to increase profitability of the large multinationals in which he and his foundation hold large investment positions. Instead of depleting his wealth, those strategic gifts have magnified it. Gates' personal net worth grew from $63 billion in 2000 to $129.6 billion. Gates' wealth expanded by $23 billion during the 2020 lockdowns alone. Gates became even more powerful through his decades-long partnership with Dr. Anthony Fauci. The effects of his partnership with the U.S. government's premier public health official anointed his public health experiments with credibility and gravity. Dr. Fauci's power derives from his capacity to fund, arm, pay, maintain, and effectively deploy a large and sprawling standing army. The National Institute of Health alone.
So the NIH, right? So you got Fauci, the NIH, they're funding another, with Peter Daszak, they're funding another research of Shady Groove. This is ridiculous. So to tie that into Fauci, Shady, this is what I really want to show you. This is the unmasked documents reveal Fauci's staggering pandemic period profits as he's standing there right next to Bill Gates, Shady Groove.
Yeah, this is a staggering article about what he's actually done in the last few years.
Do you want to go ahead and start reading? Can you read that?
Let's see. Maybe not from right there. Hang on. Okay, yeah, from there I can. You're going to keep up with me? Dr. Anthony Fauci's net worth soared during the COVID pandemic, leaving the career government worker sitting on nearly $13 million nest egg, according to newly uncovered documents. 81-year-old director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases added some $5 million to his household net worth from 2019 to 2021, according to financial disclosures obtained by openthebooks.com. By the way, openthebooks.com is very interesting. I had that website was not on my radar until recently. Very, very interesting there. I think that we should support that effort. Obtained by openthebooks.com, Fauci, the federal government's highest paid employee, including the president, earning $480,000 per year. And while millions of Americans suffered under his pandemic policies, Fauci's personal profits soared, wrote the openbooks.com CEO Adam Andrzejewski. I guess that's close enough. Fauci's net worth tracker right here. You can see on the graph how it's escalated going forward. Very, very, that's a very lucrative position, it seems. Mandatory disclosure show that the Fauci household net worth jumped from $7.6 million at the beginning of 2019 to over $12.6 million by the end of 2021. Fauci augmented his generous taxpayer-funded salary with an array of prizes, perks, royalties, and investment income. One example was the million-dollar prize awarded to Fauci by the Israel-based Dan David Foundation for speaking truth to power and defending science during the Trump administration. Fauci also pocketed a six-figure sum for editing the medical textbook, Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine, and serving on the board of directors for its publisher, McGraw-Hill. Andrzejewski's watchdog group has battled to unmask Fauci's finances, filing four federal lawsuits against the National Institutes of Health, the NIH, the federal agency that oversees Fauci's office, and earlier this year, Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas forced the agency to reveal Fauci's unredacted financial disclosures for 2019 and 2020 after a nasty Capitol Hill clash that saw the doctor call the lawmakers a moron. I think that was the time whenever Rand Paul was putting the screws to him up there, and he actually did lie and say he didn't have to reveal it. In addition to the Israelis group prize, of the Fauci donated 10% to charity, and the doctor reaped unrealized investment gains totaling $2.832,876,000. These funds included $919,000 in royalties and travel perks, also $910,000 in investment gains. Remember the guy that they prosecuted that was Trump's driver? What did he get? He got like a car, and they prosecuted him, threw him in jail. Fauci's $10.3 million investment portfolio includes mutual funds and no individual stocks, according to openbooks.com analysis. His wife, Christine Grady, who she's a real charm over there, the chief bioethicist at the National Institute of Health, had investments totaling over $2.4 million at the end of 2021. Fauci maintained an ownership stake in a San Francisco restaurant, Jackson Fillmore, worth between $1,000 and $15,000, according to the documents, and openbooks.com pegs Fauci's true government compensation at $694,998 after factoring in generous perks and benefits unheard of in the private sector. Fauci, who has announced he will retire in December, stands to pull in an annual pension of $375,000 per year. If I had to vote, I would vote to discontinue that, my friends. And that is cronyism at its core.
Wow. And, you know, we even have the sauce to the documents in that article. But I'm telling you right now, Shady, we see you. We see the corruption. Yeah. It's right there in front of you. Mainstream media, you can keep spinning it all you want. But we see you right here on the MG Show. Press 17 if you guys see the corruption. And you're going to go out and vote. Let's see those. Come on.
Yeah. And when was the last time you saw? When was the last time you saw any of the three-letter networks do a piece about any type of government corruption? You know, whenever we were young, they were talking about golden toilet seats and $1,500 bullets and all these other different things that were being aggregated in front of you, talking about government corruption. But now it's crickets. And then the people that decide to talk about government corruption because nobody will, they throw us off every platform. Imagine that.
Bah, my gosh, I tell you. So we got that, Shady. We got, let me just double check this here. We got, I was going to go to your thing on the FBI guy. Here it is. Red October is upon us, Shady Groove.
Yes, it is. Very interesting right here. We just got this letter from David Baudick of the FBI talking about the corruption within the walls of the FBI, linked back to Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and what he considers a besmirching of the reputation of the FBI.
Yeah, and he was a Q post, Shady Groove, 4927. That's David Baudick right there, Shady. There he is. And lo and behold, Shady, this is the article. Let's just go to the article. So 4927, 102120, Baudick image. And then current news, David Baudick, who is deputy director, right, is, in trouble here. Disgraced agent. Oh, my gosh. Where'd it go? Read it. FBI's brutal draft letter firing disgraced agent Peter Strzok revealed. Very interesting. There he is right there. And we were just talking about Strzok's wife, Donald J. Trump was, Shady. An FBI official accused Trump-hating former agent Peter Strzok of doing long-term damage to the Bureau's reputation with a sustained pattern of bad judgment and selfishness in a newly released draft of the 2018 letter firing him, Shady. Remember, they took him out. They escorted him out, Shady Groove. David Baudick, yep, deputy director of the Bureau when he penned this brutally harsh draft of the dismissal letter, told Strzok the damage he caused to the Bureau would last for years. He referred specifically to Strzok's use of an FBI device, an apparent reference to the shocking text messages sent on the Bureau's cell phones between Strzok and his lover, Lisa Page, in which vowed to stop the former President Trump from being elected in 2016. Quote, while there is no doubt for your 21 years of service to the organization, cannot and should not be erased. It is difficult to fathom the repeated, sustained errors of judgment you made while serving as the lead agent in two of the most high-profile investigations in the country, Baudick wrote in the October 8th, 2018 letter. Quote, though the Office of the Inspector General found no evidence of bias impacted any way of your or the FBI's investigative actions or decisions, your sustained pattern of bad judgment in the use of an FBI device has called into question for many of the decisions made during both the Clinton email investigation and the initial states of the Russian collusion investigation. Quote, in short, your repeated selfishness has called into question the credibility of the entire FBI, Shady.
Very strong words there. And I think that we're getting a little hint here why Q dropped the picture of Mr. Baudick and maybe what his significance is going forward, because he was the one who penned the letter refuting Mr. Strzok there on his way out. So I found that very interesting yesterday. We are in the middle. We are headed into October right now. We're in a run-up for the 2022 elections, and things are hot. In August, things were really hot, and now we're seeing some red October throwbacks. That was October 21, 2018, whenever that was put out.
And we got another one, and we're going to go over that one in a second. But first, M Price 4, thank you very much. $117 Rumble donation. Thank you. Watergate times 1,000. Durham has been drip, drip, dripping. Unleash the seal indictments. Flood. Ha ha. Yes. So, Shady, let's go over to this, too, because there was another Bowden reference, and it's 2692, and it goes over these things here. It says it goes over the Q post 1316. Focus on the FBI for now, all the different fired, you know, power removed. Think about the above only, get the picture cue updated, fired, you know, all the Sally Yates, all these people, CEO departures, conspiracy, fake news, the swamp is being drained, trust the plan. Then we've got this Q post too. Talking about the chain of command for mid-year investigations, Comey, FBI, fired. Rybicki, fired. McCabe, fired. Baker, fired. Priestap, head of counterintelligence, Strzok's boss. Power, removed. Cooperating witness, Lisa Page, special counsel, fired. Peter Strzok, lead investigative deputy assistant director of counterintelligence, power removed, escorted out, class F. Michael Steinbach, John Gasolone, Randy Coleman, Tricia Anderson, Kevin Kleinsmith, Tasha Gohar, Sally Moyer, nothing to see here. Logical thinking, the biggest cover-up in U.S. history, attempted, Q. And then here it is. This is the midterm investigation, the FBI chain of command. There's Comey right there. There's Rybicki. There's McCabe. There's Lisa Page. Let me get off that real quick because it keeps making everything bigger. And NSB, there's Michael Steinbach, the Galcione. There's Jim Baker, Trisha Anderson, all these people fired, forced, removed. Then it says this, Shady Groove. It goes to Judicial Watch. This is the FBI General Counsel talked to Hillary Clinton's lawyer about Comey's letter on Wiener laptop and the Clinton emails. Baker's heads up on the Kendall call was sent to then Director James Comey, since fired, then Associate Deputy Director David Baudick, who later replaced Andrew McCabe as Deputy Director. Michael Steinbach, the FBI's former executive assistant director for the national security, then assistant director counterintelligence EW Priestap, now retired. James Rybicki, former chief of staff to Comey. FBI intelligence analyst Jonathan Maffa, former acting assistant director Jason Herring. Michael Corton, FBI's assistant director for public affairs, now retired. Former principal deputy general counsel Trisha Anderson, Strzok and Page. Does the list above look familiar? Reread the drops regarding mid-year OIG and review graphics, Q. And this is the article that it goes to. It goes to Judicial Watch. FBI General Counsel talked to Hillary Clinton's lawyer about Comey's letter on Wiener's laptop, Clinton officials. The FBI and their reputation, Shady, is in fact damage. I think we need to disband the whole group.
Well, you know, I made the comment yesterday that right now we're looking at a position where the DOJ, the FBI, and the CIA are indistinguishable. I mean, like, you know, what they're supposed to be specifically tasked with their exact lanes, and they are all meshed together now, cooperating against you. Like, what's their target? They're saying it directly. The people that go to the school board are the target. You know, the people that stand up and speak out are the target. The people that have, you know, that go and protest abortion clinics are the target over and over again. The people that decided they wanted to protest the election of 2020 are the target, each and every one of you. And very funny there whenever you're talking about that, what Kash Patel has been saying in the last couple of days as well about the things that happened on the 7th floor.
I love how you just jump ahead. You're awesome, Shady Groove.
I'm setting it up for you.
Perfect transition.
We'll stay on it, and I think it's going to be, you know, just an explosive topic. I don't think you've seen any real damaging information yet, and that's scary, right? Because to me, this is very damaging. But when you put it in perspective, you're going to see so much worse information. One of the other whistleblowers that came forward was on Dan Bongino's show, is that he literally said, wait till you see the acts of sexual complicity that the 7th floor at the FBI was engaging during this entire time. And I was the guy that exposed, you know, the Lisa Page, Peter Strzok thing, because I know how that organization at that level with the political operatives work. So there's a lot more coming.
Wow. 7th floor, no more, Shady Groove.
Yep. And the 7th floor comes up in 11 different Q posts, and it goes around to some of the graphics that Jeff was just showing you guys right there and talking about the specific corruption. Discussing the way that Hillary Clinton was able to come in and just give a deposition without even being put under oath. But that didn't happen to any of the people that they brought in to investigate under impeachment or any of the Mueller stuff or anything like that. Completely two-tiered justice. No other way to look at this.
So we're talking about stuff that Q pointed to, Shady Groove. Isn't that amazing?
Isn't it interesting that we find ourselves here discussing the news unlocking the map, right?
That's right. And this is tracking events. Scope exceeds illegal spy campaign. Why? 7th floor FBI team removed, terminated. 7th floor is no more normal. What other investigations same team touch, alter outcome? This is a clue, Shady. Touch. Sexual. Why are other investigations bridged to illegal spy campaign? Bigger than you can imagine. There is a reason why this was leaked today. The election infection cannot stop what is coming, Shady. And that post right there, Shady, was 9/24/2020. Here's another one. Files don't go missing unless seventh floor direct involvement. Follow the logs. This is FBI. This is information management and how their FOIA works. Shady. Here's another one. The flood is coming. Emails, videos, audio, pics, etc. FBI accidentally deletes texts. No such agency accidentally releases it all. Shall we play a game? Expand your thinking. Plan 3. Moves and counter moves. Strategy warfare. This week we'll be revealing Snow White 1, 2, and 5 offline. Seventh floor is no more. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean big things aren't happening. Knight Riders fly. 2018 will be glorious. Pretty interesting, Shady. This is your seventh floor no more post. Look at that. Wow. 1/7/2018.
And coupling that with what Cash is saying there with the news that was coming out, I think it was maybe a week before last, we were talking about the articles coming out of the whistleblowers in the FBI talking about that they are deprioritizing trafficking cases and prioritizing domestic terrorist cases. Very interesting that this is the conversation coming around right here in Red October. Again, news unlocking the map.
Breaking news. Andy, who's awesome. He reports the San Diego transgender Antifa member pleads guilty for the Pacific Beach attacks, Shady Groove. This is big news. This is the first case where an Antifa member, transgender, pleads guilty for the Pacific Beach attacks. This 38-year-old Antifa member and career criminal in San Diego is the first to be convicted over violent Antifa conspiracy to attack Donald Trump supporters and beachgoers at Pacific Beach in January 2021, Shady.
Well, we need a lot more justice like this to come our way soon.
So this is the tweet right here. Prosecutors make first move to break up Antifa cell as 11 activists are charged with violence. That was 12/9/2021. There he is there. 11 Antifa suspects in attacks during the January 9 protest of former President Donald Trump were charged this week. This photo shows counter protesters spraying pepper spray at demonstrators during the protest, Shady. Wow. So finally, right?
That's one out of what, 100,000?
At least, right? Right. We've got, this is a big one too. This is just wrapping up some news here, Shady Groove. This is the National Pulse. Let me just exit out of this. Sorry. Ex-CIA January 6th committee aide advised Biden linked Ukraine consulting firm under DOJ investigation, Shady.
No, imagine that.
So a senior aide for the congressional January 6th committee is a former advisor for consulting firm tied to Hunter Biden and his work with the controversial Ukrainian energy company Burisma. So this is it right here. This is the payroll. The company has been under investigation by the Justice Department for engaging in unregistered foreign lobbying on behalf of its Ukrainian client. Farah, Shady. Despite these concerns, former Blue Star Strategies senior advisor William C. Danvers is currently working for the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol.
Wow.
There he is there. So, this is, Danvers is no longer listed as a senior advisor in the firm. He's not there anymore. Danvers also worked for the special current presidential envoy for climate change, John Kerry, right? And Obama administration. There he is there. There's Kerry and Danvers in Istanbul. These people are criminals. Green tyranny. It's called tyranny, guys. The Green New Deal, the green, any windmills, Nazis. Wow. Guys, are you learning? Picture being painted.
I'm hoping the picture is being painted properly. I really am. I'm really hoping that this is showing the world a different vantage point, the vantage point that takes away the filter of the mainstream media and puts you at the center of what you're observing, the gaslighting and the virtue signaling that has been going on in your society for the last 30 to 40 years has been exacerbated by all of these events that have happened that have pushed their narratives forward and they push their agenda forward over and over again. And then we have Donald Trump that comes in and what does he do? Well, he expedites that process. He presses the pedal to the metal and is like, well, if this is what you guys are going to do, then you need to go out in front and you need to own it. And right now, we are currently painting them with what it is that they own, with what it is that they literally have done. And you are exactly over the target whenever you say that about green tyranny, because isn't it interesting that time and time again here on this show, we end up talking about the exact same players in the game almost every single time, players that were highlighted dramatically by Q and by all the digging that we've done for the past 5 years. So those things are not coincidences, my friends. These people are a very, very well-oiled machine. They work cohesively together, and their end goal is to trick you and to fool you. And so really all we have to do is to not be fooled and speak about it, and we win.
We don't get fooled again.
We don't get fooled again, so we win.
So we win, guys, because a well-informed electorate is what we need in this country. And get out and vote. And don't forget, tonight, Monday, is the first pilot episode, Alchemist Zach. Grassroots Live with Alchemist Zach. Zach, we love you. 7 p.m. tonight in Telegram. He's basically auditioning for a Rumble spot, Shady Groove.
Let's see how it goes.
See how it goes. I think it's going to go great. And then we've got, what else, Shady Groove? We've got tomorrow, we've got Brian Cates. Do not miss tomorrow's show. Brian Cates should be a great interview. We've spent a lot of time with him in the last couple months, Shady Groove. What a great guy. And he was very open to listening to some of the stuff that we had to say about the Pacers. He watched the documentaries. He was blown away. He'll be here tomorrow, first hour, Shady Groove.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know the history going back with Draw and Strike there on Twitter, and the cooperation that went on early on in Q with the expose that he did on MAGA Coalition, and he really set that whole thing on fire over there and brought the truth out in a world where they were attempting to attack him and undermine his work, and he kept pursuing the truth, and we ended up at the truth. And Brian is a great friend of the show, and we love him very much, and he does amazing work out there in the Patriot community.
And that's another one, Shady, in the books. Thank you very much for a great show, my brother. Thank you guys out there for the Rumble rants. Thank you for the support at mg.show/donate. Just thank you guys. And Shady Groove, thank you, brother.
Well, thank you. And thank you to all the Patriots out there. And we can do nothing here but to encourage you to understand the truth. And that is what we're simply doing. We're trying to get you to understand what's going on around you so that you can make more informed decisions and help your friends and family. So thank you for joining us here on this wonderful Monday. Go out there and do some Patriot stuff, guys.
Yep, and how can you get unblocked in Telegram? Go to MG Show Gitmo. God bless you all. JT Wild, Forgotten Man.
When I was a young boy, my father said to me, "Boy, you better realize freedom is never free. The simple man fought the wars while the politicians lied. Nothing's changed in 1,000 years, just the names of the men that died. The forgotten man. Will you remember? Sometimes they didn't know what they were fighting for. Just wanted a better life for the ones they loved and left behind. Rulers look like giants when you're standing on your knees. Programmed and mesmerized, all doing it to please. When you're always living in a dream, it gets comfortable in there. Outside, the end is coming in. Who's gonna lend a hand? The forgotten man. Will you remember? Saw him died in every war. Sometimes they didn't know what they were fighting for. Just wanted a better life for the ones they loved and left behind. Gave thanks to the Lord above. Gave his life for the ones he loved. Taught his kin to be the slave. And all he asked for was his name. And we have been.
forgotten. We have been left behind. They made us pay for their sins. Looks like they're doing it again. But they ain't gonna win this time. Keep our dreams alive. Hope loses faith when fear runs your life. 100 years from now, we'll hear it in a melody, hidden away in the songs. We'll sing about you and me. It's all been out in every war. Sometimes we didn't know what they were fighting for.
Man, JT Wild, www.jtwild.com, mg.show.com. Wait, www.mg.show/boom. I love you guys.